WRTI is celebrating the local and national jazz greats who have shaped the music we enjoy today. Now, WRTI's Susan Lewis profiles bassist Warren Ory, who's passionate about the power of jazz to connect musical styles and lives.
Warren Ory has been playing bass since he was 25. While he's had some general music lessons, he's never had more than one lesson on the bass itself.
Which I used to regret, but now I don't, because I realize I've got my own sound. I don't have a lot of rules in my head to stop me from exploring.
In 1979, he formed the Arpeggio Jazz Ensemble, which plays straight-ahead jazz, avant-garde, and more. In recent years, he's been working with the Woodmere Art Museum, putting together programs that feature not covers, but jazz takes on music from different genres, from Michael Jackson and Patsy Cline to the Beatles and Motown.
The point is for people to see that there is a common denominator, there is a nucleus with music. And if you forget all them labels and categories, you just have that passion, that intensity, that feeling.
Different music attracts different crowds. Playing them together opens people's minds, not just to the music, but to one another.
I mean, that's the whole idea of it, to bring different people together.
The Arpeggio Jazz Ensemble tours, plays at the Woodmere Art Museum, at jazz festivals, and at various other venues around town.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.